Up next is Pete's Ponderings on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Pete's Ponderings is a selection of Pete's candid commentary on everyday issues for Kiwis, taken from his show, Afternoons. Listen to the live broadcast of Peter Williams' afternoon show at 1 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
This is RCR, Reality Check Radio, Peter Williams and the afternoon show. And so too, a few thoughts about this woman, Posy Parker. This British woman who apparently has views so dangerous, she couldn't even open her mouth to express them here. I have to say, this was not one of New Zealand's finest moments. It's become patently obvious now, and this goes back to that ill-fated Lauren Southern Stefan Molyneux visit of 2018, that if you don't like what someone has to say, all you have to do in New Zealand these days is shout, make noise, assault the speaker, and claim that what they have to say is hate speech before they even say anything. Talk about an immature and irrational response. The whole Posy Parker scenario was not helped by the police inaction either. At the Auckland protest on Saturday, from what I saw, police were standing there doing, well, nothing. Did they do anything to protect the woman who was the focus of the protest? No. Should they have been proactive in their protection of her on the stage of that banned rotunda, bearing in mind that she was why everybody was there in the first place? I would have thought they had a duty to do that, supporting her own security detail. But no. From the video I saw, they looked on like statues, as if to condone the protesters' behaviour. Ask yourself this. How would the police have acted if it was a transgender activist on stage speaking, espousing the rights of transgender people to use their assumed gender's toilets, to play sport against others of their assumed gender, and go to spaces otherwise reserved for their assumed gender? And then that speaker was assaulted by, say, an arch-conservative Christian who found those views repugnant and poured tomato soup over the transgender activist. Do you think police would have stood back and watched that without taking action? Do you think they would have arrested or apprehended the arch-conservative Christian? Of course they would have. And that is the danger of this past weekend. Police, by their inaction on Saturday, look to have become politicised, and that is a very serious issue.
You're listening to Pete's Ponderings on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
And some more comment from offshore this time. And yes, this afternoon I will be bringing you the thoughts of a few people regarding what happened in Auckland on Saturday. And yes, it all comes from a conservative viewpoint. I make no excuse for that. But it is, I think, the other side of the way the story was reported over the weekend. This is from Brendan O'Neill, writing from London for The Spectator. And I quote, "This is what it must have been like when women were marched to the stake. Yesterday in Auckland, the British women's rights campaigner Posy Parker found herself surrounded by a deranged, heaving mob. She had tomato soup and placards thrown in her face. She was doused with water. Huge men screamed insults and expletives in her face. The shoving of the crowd became so intense that Parker feared for her life." He goes on to write, "Next time you're reading a history book and find yourself wondering how Salem came to be consumed by such swirling hysteria, watch the clips of Posy's persecution in New Zealand. This is how it happens. This is how the fear of witches can overrule reason and unleash the darkest, most punitive passions of the mob. And what is Posy Parker's crime? What did this witch do? She said, 'A woman is an adult human female.' That's it. Parker, whose real name is Kelly J. Keane Mitchell, is well known for her criticism of the ideology of transgenderism. She thinks a man never becomes a woman, no matter how many hormones he takes or surgeries he undergoes. She thinks if you were born male, you will die male, and in the time in between, you have no right whatsoever to enter any women-only space. This is heresy. Dissenting from the gospel of gender ideology is to the 21st century what dissenting from the actual gospels was to the 15th. And so Parker must be punished. It was a modern-day stoning. So mercifully, they only threw soup and water and planks of cardboard at the blasphemer. This guy's good, isn't he? Brendan O'Neill, he goes on to write, "The events in Auckland should be a wake-up call for liberals everywhere. We glimpse the iron fist of authoritarianism that lurks in the velvet glove of be kind. The misogynistic streak in trans extremism is undeniable now. Watch enraged men kicking down metal barriers so that they might get closer to the witch posy and tell me this isn't sexism masquerading as radicalism. Witness the crowing of men who are delighted that the mob made the coward turf run away and tell me this isn't chauvinism on steroids. Behold the use of megaphones and expletive-laden chants and physical menace to silence a woman and tell me this isn't a sexist, censorious crusade against women's freedom of speech." And he finishes by saying, "That mob was drunk on sanctimony. This is what happens when we tell people their identity is the most important thing in the world and that anything that so much as grazes their self-esteem is an outrage that must be crushed. We nurture a generation of navel-gazing talkamadas. Posy has exposed them yet again, and for that she deserves our thanks. This time round, the witches might just win." So that's Brendan O'Neill from Spiked Online, but that time guest writing for The Spectator, published around the world on Sunday, the day after what happened in Auckland. I think Brendan O'Neill is actually being a little bit optimistic to say that this time round the witches might just win. It might be the case in Britain, where Nicola Sturgeon has lost her job as the leader of the Scottish National Party, Nationalist Party, after being very much on the side of transgender rights. So things might be changing in Britain, but gee, we are a long, long way from that sort of atmosphere, that sort of thinking prevailing in New Zealand. More on the Posy Parker situation still to come here on Reality Check Radio. This is the Peter Williams Afternoon Show. This morning, Alia Bland, one of the founders of Voices for Freedom, the people who set up this radio station, this online radio station, RCR, released this. Alia wrote, "Like many other women who came to Albert Park, I had prepared a speech. Our voices and our speeches were not welcome. We were yelled at, called vile names, and told to go home. This is what I was going to say. Hello, wonderful people. I am a mother of three teenage sons, a wife, a sister, a daughter, and one of the three co-founders of New Zealand's largest freedom organisation, Voices for Freedom. I am a mother, not a birthing individual. I am a happily married woman, not a cis woman. I have considered myself a crunchy lefty my entire life. I am into healthy living, home birthing, extended breastfeeding, not chest feeding, taking responsibility for my family's health, education and values, living lightly on the earth, cultivating positive relationships and building strong, connected communities. I have voted Green in every election bar one since the Green Party began. I thought it was part of who I was. Turns out I was wrong." And Alia goes on to write, "The self-appointed inclusivity police began rewriting the rules of engagement. The rules weren't shared publicly as such, but people soon learned these rules through observation of what happened to those who made the mistake of breaking one or more of them. Within a very short space of time, people around me became very fearful and started to self-censor and disengage. They became quiet at public events and in online spaces as they saw the awful things that happened to others who accidentally said or typed the wrong thing. People I knew and cared about were hounded and harassed for refusing to play the game or bend to an ever-changing list of illogical, nonsensical rules. In New Zealand and around the world, non-conforming businesses came under attack. Some were destroyed, and in at least one case, those targeted by the mob found themselves in hospital on suicide watch. Since then, things have only got worse. Women daring to stand up to advocate for women's only spaces such as bathrooms, changing rooms, competitive sports, women's refuges and prisons in the name of safety for ourselves and our sisters, daughters, granddaughters and nieces are viewed and portrayed as far-right, Nazi, fascist, transphobic, misogynistic, TERF extremists. Heaven help you if you suggest that the medical transitioning and bodily mutilation of minors is a dangerous and really bad idea. And Ali goes on to write, we have lost the ability to discuss important issues rationally without melting down, shouting down, and lobbing labels like grenades at those we disagree with in order to smother, obliterate, and cancel people and perspectives that go against the narrow scope of permitted opinions. The government is in on it. The mainstream media is in on it. Social media platforms are in on it. Our health and education institutions are in on it. And many private businesses are in on it too. That from Alia Bland. She released that this morning. And what she might have said in her speech on Saturday had she been allowed to go up onto the band Rotunda. Can we ever get rational discussion back on the agenda in this country again? I hope we can, and I hope it's going to be very soon.
You're listening to Pete's Ponderings on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Now, have you read the column by the Human Rights Commissioner, Paul Hunt, after the Posey Parker visit at the weekend? I worked my way through it yesterday afternoon with a combination of eye rolls, deep breaths, quite a bit of cursing, and a sense of how the Wellington elite really think about the rest of us. I'm staggered to know of the link between transphobia and colonisation. Of course, transphobia has only come to this country because we white people brought it to this land. Why would we not think otherwise? I am being sarcastic, of course. Isn't that tosh? What proof is there of that? But let's move on. What really got on my wick in this column, this article, was the claim that Posey Parker advocates for the removal of the rights of trans people. That's just wrong. She is not that concerned or bothered about the rights of half of the trans population, that is the female to male type. Parker advocates for the removal of some rights, and some rights only, of trans women. She wants them to stay clear of places where biological women go in private, places like toilets and changing rooms. She also says that trans women should not compete in sports against biological women, just as many of the world's elite sporting bodies also say. Just noting that. So to characterise Posey Parker's stance as anything different is frankly just disingenuous. Paul Hunt goes on to write that the human rights mission is dignity for all. Gee, I could not agree more. But sometimes, you see, there will be a contest for that dignity, often in places like women's toilets or changing rooms, and for the absolute assurance of a biological woman's dignity, let alone safety, there can only be one outcome. Doesn't that make sense? This is Reality Check Radio.
You've been listening to Pete's Ponderings on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Remember, you can catch Pete's full show combining smooth sounds and candid commentary on everyday issues for Kiwis and the Peter Williams Afternoon Show on our live broadcasts 1 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.